was my nightclub. A conscious letting go of all that's been said and all that might want to be said or conceptualized, and dropping once again now into being mode, tuning into this body, so just dropping into perhaps an anchor place in your body. And recognizing what is here. What's happening in your body? What mood states are around? What thoughts are passing through the mind? And the invitation here just to acknowledge. Nothing further needed than that. Just, tweeting. Saw back. Thinking about dinner. Whatever's true for you. Recognizing whatever's coming up. So with a sense of non-judgment, of not seeing some experiences as good and some as bad, but just whatever this is. Excellent, just to be recognizing whatever it is that shows itself. This is stepping out of automatic pilot. Into mindfulness. So whether we're recognizing 100 miles in our mind, or anxiety, or peace, or excitement. Is not really important. What's important is the very fact of this noticing happening, recognizing, oh, look. This experience of being. Moving into allowing, a subtle shift where a sense of letting be can permeate. So, dog barking, letting be. Hundred mile an hour mind, letting be. Etc. Whatever is coming up, sense of being the accommodation for this experience, whereas recognizing is a kind of a nodding acquaintance. Now, a sense of actually, yes, I am home to this. Treating this experience like a good host welcomes a guest. The guests we like and the guests we might prefer weren't here. I guess we might usually ignore. And actually, what choice do we have? Because this moment is already here, so we're simply allowing what's already present. If resistance arises to this, allowing the resistance. Seeing if whatever is present can be met with acceptance. And taking this breath by breath, or moment by moment, not needing to have to allow the future or the past, which are not here anyway. It's just now. Sense perhaps of softening to what's arising, of holding in kindness whatever it is. And if you'd like to, moving into a closer investigation, maybe there's an aspect of your experience that you'd like to gently hone in on, part of your body or a experience in the environment. And gently training attention into a region. You could perhaps have a sense of this looking closely. What's really happening here? Moment by moment by moment. What's changing? What's appearing to stay the same? Are there fluctuations in temperature or quality of experience? Or maybe our thoughts about what's happening are changing. What am I believing about what's going on here? Is there a thought that I'm attached to? Or an assumption that I'm usually unaware of? Maybe there are reactions to this experience that can be seen. Wanting to keep the pleasant or remove the unpleasant. Maybe we've honed in on a part of our experience that we wouldn't usually notice. The habit is of ignoring or not seeing. An invitation to investigate the qualities of these reactions too, if they arise. What do they feel like? How do they manifest and play out moment by moment for you at the moment? Maybe you can investigate the hypotheses of mindfulness practitioners over the centuries. The experience is made up of bundles of thoughts, emotions, body sensations, impulses, sounds, sights. And that these are always changing, though they have tendencies to move in certain ways. So we can investigate the movements and the tendencies with interest. In this way, investigation is fascinating, like looking through the microscope at some previously unseen culture. Wow, look at that. Seeing how this operates. And perhaps there's something needed right now for you. So we could ask the question, what, if anything, does this moment need from me? Maybe it's a reminder for kindness. Maybe it's a patient waiting. Or maybe it's a different posture. Maybe it's a body movement. Maybe it's a allowing of not knowing, of not having answers to the questions. Maybe it's moving back to recognizing or allowing. Listening to your wise mind within that might respond to the gentle investigation that's intention is care for you. And can we recognize too that this being, this investigation itself, shows that there is more to us than the conditioned experience of thoughts and sensations and emotions, the moment by moment phenomena of these aspects of us are only a part of who we are. And so there's the part also that can look and investigate and offer and ask and receive. And this is awareness, which is not caught up in what's happening, though it holds it, like the sky holds weather. Our investigation showing us all of these different aspects of our experience. Not needing to find answers, but continuing to ask the questions and use the phenomena of our moment-by-moment experience as the data. This is fully evidence-based. And now we might choose to drop any sense of investigating or asking, and just to come back to maybe an anchor place in the body. Not needing to know anything, just returning to one place of anchor. And pausing here, and just letting everything else drop into the background. not needing for anything to happen, just following the sensations at this anchor place and coming back as needed. Continue just with this resting for a little while before I ring the bells.